Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I wasn't going to do a radio commentary on this issue, but I can't help myself. Why in the world are we getting into another war? Why have we joined the French and British in bombing Muammar Gaddafi's troops in Libya? I don't like the guy any more than anyone else. He is a murdering dictator. His tyrannical conduct goes back as far as my days working for President Reagan. I can't stand the guy. However, there are dictators in many other countries that oppress their citizens. President Reagan dropped a bomb or two on Gaddafi to let him know that we wouldn't tolerate his murderous ways when it comes to U.S. citizens. However, now we have jumped into the middle of a Libyan civil war. We have attacked Libya. I understand that sometimes we must exert military muscle when our national interests are threatened. What national interests do we have in Libya? Yes, they have some oil, but we don't need their oil. It isn't enough to care about. And here we are with two wars on our hands now, Iraq and Afghanistan. We're deep in debt, and now we take on another obligation which costs billions. Where will this lead us? I know the president says we won't put troops on the ground, but this kind of intervention tends to get out of hand. We have seen thousands of our young men and women in the military killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, not to mention the thousands of them that have lost their arms and legs and all kinds of lifelong injuries. I do believe in defending our homeland and vital interests. I don't see the necessity here, though. If intervention in Libya is so vital, where were we when millions were slaughtered in Mozambique and other African countries? Are we going to jump into the rest of the Middle East countries as the rebellions grow there? I don't know where this reckless military adventure will lead. Maybe it'll turn out all right. However, intervening in someone else's civil war usually does not have a good outcome historically. The time has come to reassess our role in the world, the cost of serving as policemen to the world, and the role of nation building is just too much. And I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and